instructor. So I am an extension specialist at University of Tennessee. This is actually my first time presenting in a teaching session. So thanks for welcoming we extension people who teach and on credit here. I'm going to be sharing with you the past couple of years of a grant-supported project that I have done that is about creating a curriculum for high school students. So I am working on bringing people to your classrooms across the country. So we're just going to talk a little bit about the premise and the problem, some about the project. Then we'll try to focus the most of the time on the products and some of the professional development workshops that we did for the teachers who will be delivering this material, and some of the next steps that we have planned over the next about 8 months that we have remaining on the grant. So when we think about the premise and the problem that we have before us, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, and so we think about agriculture's present, we think about agriculture's future, and much of what we do in specialty crop production, which is, of course, the heart of controlled environment agriculture, those higher value specialty crops. We have an amazingly productive system for vegetable crops and other specialty crops that looks a lot like this. But there are lots of challenges that we all know are facing us when we think about environmental challenges, when we think about reaching our populations and our consumer centers that look a lot like this. We think of the environmental challenges. Of course, we have the arid west. We have the surface water issues of the east. So we're bringing together some of these environmental challenges. We have food safety hurdles that all of us as food producers are going to have to face in addition to our environmental challenges. And then we have the future of our industry that spends most of their time like this, right? So we kind of bring together environmental challenges, we bring together economic challenges, we bring together food safety challenges with a future that is more oriented to technology rather than the sweaty type of horticulture that many of us were trained in. And so when we think about beginning to address all of these things, I offer to you the solution, which in my opinion is lettuce, right? But we think about the different aspects of STEM and how we address those for our secondary students. Bring together the aspects of engineering and technology, which many times for students who are not coming from an agricultural background are some of the ways that they can best connect with our industry, right? They may be interested in the technology that is involved in greenhouses and controlled environment systems, even if they're not initially intrigued by the food production and the horticulture that is integral in those systems. We have the biology, the chemistry, and kind of bringing together all of those different important spheres that are essential for our future pipeline of agriculturists, horticulturists, and food producers. We have a center which meets there in all the different aspects of controlled environment food production. Not everything is going to be grown in the greenhouses in the future. None of us advocate for that, but we know that there are lots of elements of training our future producers and reaching students with basic sciences that come together in these 3 points. So it gives us the opportunity to fill the pipeline of future agriculturists and also for those of us in horticulture to think about the future of our industry. So this is me in 2004 preparing for what I assumed was the future of our industry. And there are still, of course, people growing poinsettias, but maybe you guys saw the future in a way that I didn't, but there are not near as many people growing poinsettias as I thought there were going to be at that point in time. And so we think about our current students in the ages that I was there and the systems that may be some of their future production systems might look more like this, or they might even look a little bit like this. And so controlled environment agriculture presents us with an opportunity to touch students who, like myself and maybe many of you, came with the full intent of being agricultural practitioners, or maybe those who did not come with that intent. So we have the opportunity to prepare future growers, folks who want to spend their time in environments like this. We also have the opportunity to prepare future members of an industry that maybe don't even know the jobs that they could be participating in, whether it be from an engineering perspective, whether it be from developing the growing systems and design, whether it be from the technology and the environmental control aspect. When we think about development, programming, support, I actually just had this conversation with one of my colleagues a few weeks ago after we came back from a greenhouse producer who was trying to learn how to run their environmental control system, and he was saying, surely there's a way that somebody somewhere else can help these folks understand how to control their environment and their greenhouse better. I said, absolutely, right? We have the technology, but do we have all those systems in place? And then we think about the whole agricultural industry with cultivar development, with pest and disease control. And so there are lots and lots of different ways that the industry can be a future career for students. So that's kind of the 40,000-foot view. And so when we bring it back to what exactly is the heart of this project, our goal is to support a wide-angle view of horticulture and agricultural career fields, but with a foundation in basic science and connecting students to a possible future in agriculture. So this project was supported by a NEFA SPECA grant. And so we think about connecting students with their interests where they are. We have the opportunity to reach them with control systems and computers with the magic of purple, right? So with our technological touch points, with chemistry and the way that we prepare our fertilizer solutions, and in controlled environment agriculture, we also have a cool opportunity to connect with students who are really interested more in the quality of the end product. And so all of these things come together and provide us ways to reach our potential future practitioners. So the goals of our project were to create a high school curriculum that both connected students to potential career pipelines, but supported instructors who often didn't have a history in controlled environment agriculture and teaching us. We wanted it to cover all the basic sciences so that it would be very appropriate for a CTE, right, for career and technical classrooms, but also so that biology and chemistry teachers could pick up this material and use it in spots in their classroom. And a lot of the time in the project was actually spent in professional development workshops and teaching teachers how to deliver this material. So I was a lead on the project because I'm a plant person, but it had been a long time since I'd written any lesson plans. And so my collaborators on the project were curriculum specialists from our ALEC department, 4-H specialists who work with STEM, and also some of our ag ed teaching faculty who deal a lot with the continuing education of high school teachers. So this project began in the fall of 2016 with some preliminary visits, with beginning to develop the base curriculum, and this was one of the aspects that was that didn't go as planned in the project, and I know that nobody else's grants ever veer off path, but our initial plan was to recruit teachers who would themselves develop these modules. I would review them, we would work on that content, and then we would share it with other teachers. And as we began that recruitment process, what we found is that high school teachers didn't understand the content enough to be the creators of the content. And so my spring calendar got changed, and so I actually ended up developing about 75% of the curriculum myself, and I had a recent undergrad student from ag engineering who was a big help for a lot of the greenhouse design elements. So we really ended up developing a lot of this ourselves, which was harder in the beginning, but when we got to the delivery part, it actually made it a whole lot easier because I knew every aspect of the project. And so in the summer of 17, we hosted our first workshop, which was there on campus, and we delivered this basic curriculum. So it has 6 modules and 16 different teaching sections. And so Section 1 and Section 2, the CEA and the greenhouse connection are definitely kind of the most content-dense sections, but we included a little bit about business and careers, soil and substrates,
Here we kind of have our main chemistry element with the soil solutions, and then our main biology element with the growing environments. And so when we ask teachers, what is it that you really need from us when you think about delivering this curriculum? Lesson plans, PowerPoints, you know, materials for hands-on work, what do you need? And the answer was pretty much everything. So our goal was to kind of deliver as much as we could in all of these areas. And so this is actually a picture from our first workshop, which took place on campus in Knoxville. And we did a two-day workshop where we just kind of went through these modules. We sent them all home with new, good, high-quality pH meters and a lot of different growing materials and those kinds of things. We took a tour of a couple different sites. Actually, we saw some of Dean's research while he was still in Knoxville. And so we tried to kind of give them a whole overview of what CEA looked like in research. We took them to a rooftop hydroponic system in Knoxville. And we had a really good time, but we also learned a whole lot. I learned, as an extension specialist who's used to dealing with adult audiences who really want to be there, how hard it is to engage folks who need this and who just are there because they need to sign off on this. So I learned a lot about how we wanted to go into year two. And so we have we tweaked a little bit on the curriculum. We worked a little bit on a 4-H module. And then this summer, we actually hosted two more workshops. We just completed in the month of June. And so what we focused on, even more specifically than last year, was making sure that we were hitting on areas that were the weaknesses of our attendees. So this is a little bit of the results of our pre-workshop survey. And we tried to focus on the systems themselves. We tried to focus on making the chemistry and biology connections, and especially on mixing fertilizer solutions and chemistry, which ended up being kind of the highest needs area. Troubleshooting was a little bit harder to address. We had some systems to work with, but in my mind, I think that that may be a future workshop all in itself when we start talking about what are all the possible things that can go wrong. That's probably a 2.0 instead of a 1.0 type of workshop. So we had all of these on high school campuses. We stuck to one day, and we put people in circles, right, and we didn't let them sit at the back of the room. So we managed the workshops themselves in a different way. Here's a few of the pictures, me waving my hands, which is really what I do most of the time while talking, but we really had a good time being in teachers' greenhouses and talking about how they actually use these systems. These are a lot of numbers, but for me, I think what I was the most excited about was seeing the connection with how CEA systems and hydroponic systems really connect to teaching in a classroom. So understanding, whoa, you know, these LED lights and some of these systems that I'm a little bit uncomfortable with, how do they connect? And we saw a lot of movement from before to after in those categories. Also down here in nutrient solutions. So so overall, as a first opportunity to work with a lot of these teachers, I think we were very successful. So our next steps are really in evaluating how this curriculum is being used in the classroom. So we have half a dozen teachers this fall who are going to do pre- and post-tests and give us real data. We have a national 4-H curriculum that's in review right now with the National 4-H Council. And hopefully, you know, we'll also begin some publication writing. So when we think about the future of our food, agricultural, natural resources, human sciences careers, bringing together our traditional agriculture with our technology and those who are the most interested in food hits our goal of the future, which will need all of our best tools and our best people. And it just turned over 1:45.